This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
I want to make a statement here.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
I don't want it to sound really rude, but it's true.
I'm listening.
There are some really stupid people in town.
Wow, What the hell is that?
They're here for a convention.
I know what you're talking about. Some really stupid people are in town. Oh, my God.
And there's even stupid foreigners in town.
And they're even stupider.
Because it's international.
So here's are you talking about the Flat Earth International Convention?
Yep.
You guys, the 2018 Flat Earth International Convention is in town right now as we speak.
They think the Earth is flat.
Flat.
And they're here to talk about it for 2 days.
And they are stupid.
Think about it.
Why are they here?
Now, we're not trying to be rude, but come on, get on board. It's round. The Earth is round.
You're allowed to call them dumb. I really feel like that you could call them dumb.
Can you pull up their itinerary?
Let's
see what exactly they are going to be talking about today.
It's called the 2018 Flat Earth International Convention.
Ooh. They literally think the Earth is flat.
You have to buy tickets for it?
Oh, yeah.
Oof. Okay.
Let's see what's going on.
Schedule right up there.
Yeah, there it is.
They think the Earth is flat. You know, that's one of those people I wouldn't date. If you were so crazy you thought the Earth was flat, I'd take you out of my dating pool.
No, thousands too, isn't it?
Yeah, thousands.
Are they saying
international, like French stupid people.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dummy Germans.
All of them
are here.
They're all here.
All right, so what's the itinerary, Sean?
Well, we're going to kick off with the second annual Flat Earth International Conference this morning with the founder and organizer. He's going to talk to everybody.
Okay.
And then at 9, kicks off the Testing the Globe. It's an in-depth look at how attempting to debunk Flat Earth often leads to becoming a believer in flat Earth.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
That sounds convincing.
Yeah. Then there's a little coffee break.
Yeah.
Because that was heavy. That was really heavy. So you got to
relax your mind around that. Yeah. Yep. And then Flat Earth 101 starts right after 10.
Now, let me ask you this. When you're in flight at 40,000 feet on an airplane, you can see the curvature of the Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we saw that Red Bull guy jump out of his little, thing. It doesn't matter.
We've seen shots from NASA back to Earth. Yeah. The Earth is round. And I know you say, oh, well, it can be round, but it can also be flat. But no, it really can't.
It's okay.
But these people truly believe this.
And somebody said this, you have no idea what you're dealing with flat earthers. They simply won't even listen to you. They're so convinced. It's like fighting politics. You can't take them another way. No matter, even if you show them the pictures from NASA, they don't care.
Look, I've always thought that there are a few of those people out there that think it's flat, but I never thought it would be thousands or even a convention.
Or international.
Yeah, or international. You're right.
Yeah.
I could see a handful of people out there that are just crazy and think that way, but not thousands upon thousands and thousands.
And somebody said, try to ask this to a flat earther. So how does the sun, rotate around the Earth if it's flat? And they have an answer for everything.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I guess it's like Pong. It goes ba-bing, ba-gung,
ba-gung. Could be. I don't know. I don't know how they would explain it, but that's a good
answer. Right, yeah.
That's as good as anything else.
That's your son,
makes
right?
sense, yeah.
That is crazy.
It is so crazy.
They were here yesterday.
I can't even get my mind around how people think.
This is like,
I mean,
wild.
I guess because we were talking about this a little bit yesterday about how you're raised in your own religion. And so that's how you're kind of brainwashed in your own religion, right? Because that's what your parents tell you. Do you think all these people were born with flat earther parents?
I don't know how you became that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if you were inducted as a child.
And you're brainwashed.
Or as you got older. You don't think they teach that in college, do you? Or in schools?
No, they don't teach that.
They teach the solar system.
They teach the solar. My very fat mom eats pancakes or whatever. What's the solar system? Orders pizza. My fat mommy orders pizza. What's the solar system?
I'm not sure about that one.
My very.
I know what you're doing. You're taking the first letter and then you can remember it that way.
Something mom orders pizza.
Well, anyway,
those people
are in town, so just be careful.
What's the J?
Are they at the conference or down at the?
There's got to be a J.
Convention center.
What's the J? My very jumpy mother. What's the J one?
Jamie, you could stop.
You could
stop. You can stop.
My
stop.
Very
stop.
Fat. No, there's no F in there.
And we're calling them stupid. Look at us. Sean just came in here.
What happened?
Well, I think Sean has, all of a sudden, it's piqued his interest that possibly the Earth is flat.
Well. Okay. I saw what you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He came running in here. He said, I think I'm going to run down there for one of these seminars today.
He did.
Because there's something.
Intriguing for him.
Something in the agenda today that has made you double think this. You're rethinking everything.
Yeah. I'd be interested in hearing this theory. It's 14 plus ways that the Bible says flat earth. And as a person who's spent a little time in the Bible, I would be curious to see what words they're using and what they're saying. And I'd like to hear these scriptural backings behind their flat earth theory.
Really?
I wonder what they are.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Do you think that if it's convincing enough in the Bible that you possibly will become one?
I don't know about that because I have a hard time not believing the photographs that I've seen of our round globe.
I know, but you love the Bible and you follow the Bible.
Yeah, that's a sticky spot. I mean,
although
right there,
they did say, if thy doeth something, then you doeth the other thingeth.
They did say that in so many words.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And you're supposed to get stoneth or something, right?
Right, yep.
You stoneth your brother if he hath. Does it something badeth?
Sleepeth with your wife.
Yeah.
Wifeth. You know, it's just, it's interesting.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
Huh. All right. Well, we'll see. Huh. I think it's round.
I'm going to go with round. I'm going to go with Jamie on this one. But like you go right ahead.
Let us know, okay?
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.